right, so let's talk about discussing finance with children, family finance. That's the conversation we'll be having right now. And yes. So I was, you know, in trying to look for, just searching the internet, right? Surfing the internet to find out what other people have said on this subject matter. So I came across a particular interview on CNN.com. They had it's an article, right? An author wrote something on talking to your kids or talking with your kids about money. Her name is Pearl Jane. And so she said that kids are going to learn a lot of things that are not accurate or things that you as a parent do not want them to learn. So it's very, very important that you actually check in and make sure that your children have your take on the things they know. So she said, when it comes to talking with your kids about money, it actually allows you to impress your own financial values on them. And those values will dictate a lot about how we live and how we interact with the world. They could as well get to understand the differences between wants and needs. And they can also get to learn how to make trade-offs. And so I ask you to tell me, should parents tell their kids how much they earn? And the second question, while you were growing up, did you know your parents' financial status as a child? Did you know? Did your parents tell you? Did you figure it out yourself? So, that conversation about family finance. As a parent, have you ever had to tell your kids stuff about money? Especially how much you earn. Have you ever had to tell them how much you earn? So let's talk. 070-0923-0923. All right. So I'm also going to be sharing with you some of the things that Pearl mentioned in that, in that article. All right. As we go ahead, it's something I believe that you can learn from. All right. So, but then let me hear from you and then we can continue. 070-0923-0923. You can also send a message via WhatsApp or an SMS to the same number, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. So for some parents, it's almost like the same thing with sharing sensitive topics like sex. Some parents actually run away from that. Biology is only taught in school. Nobody mentions anything about the human body in the house. No, you don't even name the parts of the body. Except maybe you're talking about the maybe the hands, the legs, the mouth, the nose. You know, nobody talks about those other parts that we cover up with clothes. Nobody talks about them, except maybe for the belly and your back. Nobody talks about the other ones. That's the same way they take conversations about money. Why should I be telling children about money? Do you want them to start stealing? If children get to know about money, they will become greedy. If my kids get to know how much I earn, they're going to become wayward. They wouldn't take their studies seriously. My focus right now is for them to read their books and pass their examinations and move on to the next class. Go to school, basically. That's it right now. Nobody's talking to them about money. It's not their business. The only thing they know is their school fees has been paid. Whatever needs they have is being met. No conversations about money. Should parents have a conversation? Should they tell their children about the family finance? Hello? Oh. What's your name, please?
My name is Fager.
All right, I'm listening.
All right. No, growing up as a child, we were never told, my parents never told me how much they earned, but I think it is ideal in this our present dispensation, we let our kids or our wards know how much we earn as parents, so as for them to curtail their demands, per se. Mm-hmm. It's a very good thing for the kids to know that, okay, this is what daddy earns, this is what mommy earns, so that when they want to ask, they know how to ask for that which they want. Sometimes when you don't tell them this, they just feel, okay, for instance, they know that, okay, my dad works in NMPC, or my mom is a nurse or something, and at the end of the day, they believe that their dad earns so much and their mom earns so much at the same time. So when they want to ask for something, they go all out asking for the unimaginable. So I think it's ideal for parents to kind of tell their kid how much they earn, so what the kids also will know what to expect from them. Thank you very much.
All right. So for you, they should tell them the exact amount, or shouldn't it rather be give them an idea of what the income is?
Even if you don't want your, even if parents do not want their kids to know how much they earn, I think, like you said, an idea of what they earn.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Oh, wow. Please do well to call back 070-0923-0923. So this woman, this author that I was telling you about, she said that she was caught off guard when her own son, who she said is now grown up, asked her that question when he was just 8 years old. So the young man came up and wanted to find out how much she earns. And she said, I wasn't prepared for that particular question. I mean, I write a lot about personal finance, but I wasn't prepared for this one, especially the person it was coming from, her 8-year-old son. Hello?
Hello.
Turn off your radio set, please. Good afternoon. All right, you can call back if you can. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Good afternoon. It's Mr. P.
All right, Mr. P, please go on.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't start the program. I just on into my listener. I was trying to listen to the last caller.
Oh, okay. We're talking about discussing family finance with the children. Should parents tell their children how much they earn?
Okay. Well, I don't think that would be necessary. Because parents telling their children what they earn at the end of every season or every moment of their earning, I think that will cause it will create an issue between the parents and the children. Imagine your children having to know what you earn on a daily basis, and whenever they are making a request of something and you try to deny them that, it simply means that you are lying to them, because they already know how much you're earning. They know your financial capability. I think that would be very bad. But rather, it's better that if a parent are earning, irrespective of what they are earning, they should be able to make the children to understand that their reason for their request, they must not request anything they feel like they should request, because they feel that their parents are doing well or their parents are earning well. But for the parents to go as far as telling the children what they are earning, that would be a very wrong concept. If you ask me, it would be a very wrong one.
I already asked you. So here's another thing I'm looking at, right? Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes?
Okay. So.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
All right. So I was going to ask, if all you are doing is let them know that they can't ask for just about anything, how do you go about explaining to them why they should not ask for just about anything? I mean, we live in such a beautiful big house. We drive different cars. We go to the best of schools. We are the best of... Why can't I ask for any and everything?
Okay, it's simple. You mustn't ask for anything because you believe your parents are doing well, because that will expose you to the bad concept of life activities.
But we're living in such a fine house. What is the bad concept about this house?
Yes. When you demand for so much from the parents, your parents, and you're not getting it, it will make you to go idea, start earning, as in trying to get it somewhere else. However, and that will also create a kind of a distance between you and your parents, seeing your parents as your enemies, not being able to give you what you ask. There are things children should ask from the parents. You mustn't ask for everything. Because that's why they are living for a bigger house.
Yes, they are children, right? Hold on. Yes. And that's the issue here. They are children. They do not know what to ask for and what not to ask for. They don't know there should be a limit to what they should ask for.
That is why it is the duty of the parents. It is the duty of the parents to make them understand that there are reasons for asking for something. You must not ask for anything. Because these children, sometimes they ask based on the fact when they go out, when they go outside, and I see how other children exercise their what their parents have been doing for them.
All right, thank you so much for calling. Right, we have a commercial break right top. I'll be right back.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the show.
And yes, it's the sunny side. So we're still talking about talking to your kids about family finance. Should parents tell their kids how much they earn? And as a grown-up now, when you were growing up as a child, did you know how much your parents earned? Did you know the financial status of your parents as a child? You know, there's that belief that children are innocent, right? And they might not really be able to start thinking of whether we're wealthy or not wealthy. No, children understand. If we're living in the gutters, in the trenches, children know that what they're wearing is rag. They know that this food they're eating, there is something better. They watch TV, right? And even if there's no TV in the house, they can watch TV elsewhere. There are billboards advertising a whole lot of things. And they're seeing people in cars and all that. And they believe that life. They're seeing it. So if they're the ones living in the mansion, in the big house, having it good, they can also tell that our life is different from some other kids they've seen around. So how about you tell them about how much the family has, or maybe the family finance. So I'll tell you what this woman, Pearl, actually did when the son asked her how much she earned. So first of all, she was shocked, and then she didn't know what to say. But later on, she answered the boy, and she says she eventually told him about the family expenses, you know, letting him know we buy this, buy that. We pay the bills, do that. So basically explaining to him that I have enough money to take care of the needs in the house. And whatever is remaining of that, we put in the bank. So we're not poor. So instead of categorically telling the young man, oh, well, I earn $1,000 every week. I remember I came across a particular thread on Twitter where people were asking, mostly ladies, talking about flippant kids and how kids, especially toddlers at a certain age, they're quite flippant. They talk about any and everything. So a woman said she was shocked when the daughter went about telling everybody her age. My mother is this age old. And so this girl actually asked her how old she was. And innocently, you know, talking to your young baby, yeah? She told the child, and the girl went about announcing. So do you think it's also going to be a security risk to let your kids know what the family finance is? In that they might go to school and tell their friends, my father earns 1 million naira every week. My father earns 1 million naira every day. Do you think that's going to be a problem? Do you think they might even tell neighbors? Do you think they might tell people that might maybe start planning kidnap or something? Or do you think it's going to make them to not get serious with their life because they feel like, oh, my father can afford any and everything in this life. Why should I bother myself? Why should I pass my exams? What exactly is the reason why I'm going to school? So that I can get a good job or I can be better in life and make money. I mean, daddy's making all the money. What's the need? So what do you think? Talking to kids about family finance. A yes, yes, or a no, no. Hello? Okay, please do well to call back. Thank you very much. Hello. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
All right, you have to speak up, please. Oh, my goodness me. All right, please, you have to call back as well. All right, let's see the messages here on WhatsApp. Good afternoon, Constance. For me, my children should not know how much I earn because if you tell them, it would be a thing of discussion amongst their peers. However, parents' earnings should be their secrets. From Ipa Kribo. All right, thank you, Ipa Kribo. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Turn off your radio set, please.
Hello?
Yes, you are welcome. Hello. What's your name?
Wilcox from Ikoron.
All right, Wilcox, go on.
To answer the question, for me, it's not necessary for you to tell your child the amount you
turn off your radio set. Turn off your radio set, Wilcox.
I said that. Mm-hmm. I hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go on.
It's not necessary for you to tell your child how much you earn in a month, because for security purpose, maybe you are earning one million naira in a month. Your child can go outside and tell other, this is what my mom told me, this is how much she is earning. So because of the way the country is, it's not advisable to tell your child. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hello.
Hello.
You're welcome to the show. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Constance. It's Romanus talking.
All right, Romanus, go on.
Okay. There is age. A baby will reach. It will move from a baby and enter to, you know, semi-adult, or I should say fully adult. Then when they are on that stage of baby, you don't have to tell them that. For the sake of, you know, the child behavior, the discussion that mankind thinks they might just go out quickly and say it jokingly, without knowing that an enemy is there. Understand that kind of thing?
Okay.
That is age now, they begin to all these 17, 18, 19, 20, thereabouts, and the rest. You call them. They are family. They are your family. They are not strangers to you. You let them know how things is going. Tell them this is this and that is this. In case of tomorrow, because I have seen a lot of big men, then their wife running a doctor in the bank. They can't access their husband's money when the man is no longer there, including children. They don't even know whom the man uses as a means of them. So many things is involved. There's a time you reach, you call everybody.
Yeah.
Uncle Komo, brother Komo, see where I get, see where I not get. You at least, even though you are not there, when maybe issue came up, somebody else has to take it by force. You see the children beating his chest. This is my father's property. My daddy told me, I'm 100% sure.
Mm.
And anywhere you go, because he was not told by somebody else, he was told by his father.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Oh, my goodness. All right. So let me read some of the messages here on WhatsApp, and then I'll come back to, some of the things that Pearl said. Good afternoon, Constance. Have I seen this one? All right. I've seen this one. Good afternoon, Constance. The subject of finance is a critical topic for families. My parents never told me what they earned each month. But the moment I grew to the university age, my father will once in a while call and we will speak. Sometimes he will tell me what he was expecting in cash and the plans he has for such monies. Your name is Sam. Oh, wow. All right, Sam. Thank you. Good day, presenter. As for discussing about finance with the children, it's a no-no for me. Do you know that children are the best gossips? Before you know, your neighbor's children will tell you how much you earn. It can even make children mischievous to even plan a kidnap of themselves or their parents just to get that money. Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay. So, according to Pearl now, she actually said a couple of things about why some parents do not feel comfortable or do not talk to their children about, money generally. And part of the things she pointed out is that some of them are not even sure that they are good role models when it comes to money. So if I'm not sure of the way I'm handling money, why should I be telling my child about money, the way I'm handling it, this is how much I earn and this is how we're spending it? What if this child grows up making the same mistakes that I'm making? So yeah, they just do not bring up the subject. Right? And one of the things about sharing about money with your kids, but I, you know, of course, family finance is where you have to start from. When you want to make an example, you have to give examples that the child can relate with, right? So the thing about talking to kids about money is that you're not just telling them, okay, this is how much I earn, and then that's it. The idea behind it is to help them develop critical financial literacy skills. Critical financial literacy skills. So you find out that kids grow up, there's no literacy, there's no knowledge about finances and how to handle finances, how to make money, how to spend money, how to save money. They don't have that idea. They don't know. Right? And they grow up and begin to learn from other people or by experience, sometimes bitter experiences. Well, and that reminds me, these days I see a lot of young boys, especially the boys, trying to make money via betting, because they're seeing that that's what other adults around them are doing. So they feel, oh, that's the way to go. They're losing so much money. They're not telling anybody about it. They're always on their phone, always anxious. I don't know if you've seen them. Oh, you need to see them. That's the way they behave. They can't pay attention to any other thing. You can't get their attention. You can't have them do something and they will remember to do what you've asked them to do. No. Their mind is on another thing. Is the money, is it coming? Like, there's this thing I see around some young people these days, and I find it terrifying. Yeah, even adults are also in that circle. It's crazy, really. Really crazy stuff. Okay, so the second thing she mentioned about, you know, why some parents do not talk to their children about money is that many parents actually feel like they don't know a lot about money, and then they don't have the confidence they can to teach their kids about it. So since I don't have a degree in finance, why should I be teaching my child about money? Why should I be talking to my child about money? I don't have any ideas about money. All right? But then she says that you don't even need to go to a business school to teach children about finance. She gave an instance. You could be at the ATM with your little kid, and that's a great opportunity to actually explain how you even put the money in the bank to keep it safe and to have money there when you need it, and that you can only take out as much as you put in. As simple as that. So that you don't have kids who are thinking that you can just go to the ATM and get money. They don't even know how it got in there in the first place. All right, so let's see. Evergreen says, even though I'm still a child, but I would never encourage any parent to tell their children about their finances because it may create some negative impacts. Evergreen, tell me about the negative impacts. Give me examples, please. Lambs Fidel says, good afternoon, Constance. For family finance, the children should be kept out of it until a certain age. From experience, children brag a lot with such information when they gather, but give them the sense of responsibility of growing with the mindset that every kobo is earned, not plucked from trees. All right. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, presenter. I work with children, and you can't believe how much confidential information these children divulge innocently. So it's not safe to tell them how much you earn. Yeah. So how about you? Well, while you were growing up, did you know how much your parents earned? Or did you have an idea of what your financial status was? Could you tell whether you were from a poor home, the middle class, or you were among the big boys? the wealthy ones in the society. Could you tell as a child? How could you tell? Was it based on what your parents told you or based on your environment? You know that even amongst the poor, there are people who still feel that they are rich because in this community or in this area where everybody is poor, we are the ones that our house is cemented. Yeah. We're the ones that are fully kitted when we're going to school. Other children wear slippers. In fact, some of them don't even have any footwear. We're the ones that actually wear sandals and socks. We're the ones that are talking. We're the ones that have proper school bag. The other people are using nylon. So even in that circle, so a child could also feel like we are wealthy in that environment. All right, please do well to call back. Thank you. So, as a child, did you know your financial status? Maybe not necessarily the amount of money, but when it comes to class, were you able to tell that this is where we belong? Hello? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's Fred calling back again.
All right.
I know some persons may see it as a security risk. Like I heard one of the messages you read, now the person said she works with children and some kind of confidential information that they dish out from themselves. I would not go further to say if I happen to be a parent or as a parent, I would go ahead to tell my child of 6 how much I earn. I wouldn't do no such thing because why? The mentality of that child hasn't even matured enough to keep information. Now, if I want to give out such information, I should be looking at the teenage age. Now, with the teenage age, I think it starts from 14, or 18 rather, yeah, from 18. So at that point, the child gets to know how much comes in. So that when, like I said earlier, when the person wants to make a demand for a thing, he would know that, okay, daddy earns this. And if I go to him for this, he will definitely give it to me. If I go to him for this, he wouldn't because of how much he earns. Now, I heard one of the people saying that because they have cars, they have given a big... Okay, you said they live in a big house, your parents are giving cars and stuff. Yes. That doesn't still stop the from not telling the child. Because it is only when you don't tell the child of that, that is when the child goes all out to want to get things for himself. And by so doing, he gets to get a wrong set of friends and gets himself involved in things that are very incriminating, thereby bringing dent to the family reputation. So I think parents should look at the age range before giving such information so as to help their words too. That's my take.
All right, thank you very much. So there's something I'm trying to remember a particular topic we had, we discussed here. Well, it also had to do with children and money and work. All right. And it reminds me of something that I'm very sure that most of them in the Western world, especially in the US, actually do. Getting children to work at a very young age, you know, they could just go and they are helping out a family member in their shop. It could be a supermarket or something. They could mow the lawn. We understand it as maybe cutting grass, but not necessarily cutting grass, but mowing the lawn, right? And getting paid for it. Babysitting, getting paid for it, and a few other things that they do. Okay? So, even here, there are so many things we have children doing, and they're making money. Apart from what's happening on social media, way before the whole social media thing came up, children are hawking. So they are learning that you sell something to make money. But even as they are hawking and making that money, at this time, they're also learning. You don't necessarily have to sell something to make money. You can just, with your phone, convince someone to give you money. You don't really have anything you're selling. So yes, Yahoo is thriving in Nigeria today. We're not going to run away from that reality. And it's not the old papa and old mama that are doing Yahoo Yahoo. It's the young boys and girls. And why are they all venturing into Yahoo? Whether it's called Yahoo Plus or Yahoo Plus Plus or Yahoo whatever it is called these days. It's because they feel, first of all, there is a knowing that you should make money. And then second of all, there is also a knowing that to get the good things of life, you need money. And so, they're out to make money. However, whichever, but we are making money. So if a parent does not tell the child that it's not just about making money, you don't really give them, should I say, the meat of why money, then they will think that all I have to do is make money in this life. That's all. And I can get anything I want. And then you hear young boys, especially young boys, someone who is in junior secondary school and he's talking about building a house. I don't understand. Who's pushing you to build a house? You've not passed junior WAECO. And he's not saying it with the mindset of, someday, I'll be able to build a house. No, he's saying it with the mindset of, now, today, at this my age. And they're also not saying it with that mindset of, I want to achieve this in a good way. No, they're usually saying it with that mindset. And of course, you can even hear it in their words. You have to show yourself. Let people see that you have arrived. Yeah, because the world of today, everything is flashy. Everything is about money. Oh, it reminds me of a song. It's not about the money. Money, money, yeah. So children who are not grounded, who do not really know about finance, and all they're thinking is the flashy things. Whatever it takes to make the money, however you can make the money, any way is way. Just get the money. If it means selling your friend to make the money, please do it. If it means selling your father, do it and make the money. So why should we talk to children about money? So let me tell you one other thing she actually said. In case you don't know anything about finance, right? As a parent, you know, there is also this trap. A lot of parents, it's a cage that some people just put themselves in, where they see themselves as omini knowists. You are the all-knowing person. So any question your child asks you, you must provide answer. Because why? You are the chief in your village. You are the professor. So you know everything. But you know you don't know this one. There's nothing wrong with letting your child know that you do not really know. But we can both discover this. We can both find out. And so you can go on a search. You could even find out teaching a 3-year-old about finance. Google it. And you both can learn. So when you're learning at that child's level, you're actually learning at your own level. Because that's where you are. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, some parents, they also feel like, what am I telling this child? I have done the things that I thought were the right things to do, and my hands have been burnt. Invested heavily in maybe in some things that were supposedly lucrative, but see where we are. So what can I teach my children now? So talking to your kids or talking with your kids about money also allows you to impress your financial values on your kids. And I already told you that part. And then you also have to help them to understand that they can't have everything. You can have this, you can have that. And these are opportunities to actually teach your children how to do that. How you can have this or have that. And I remember one of the things we teach children here, which I also learned as a child, is when you get to the market, they don't just tell you this thing is 100 naira, you bring 100 naira and give the person. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to teach the child that, yes, you have 100 naira, but you can actually haggle it out. You can ask the woman, can I have it for 50 naira? And she will say, no, it's 80 naira. You see? And then we can, you know, we can come up. So, okay, can I give you 70 naira? Something like that. This person says it's completely unnecessary for a child to know. Parents who tell their young, very young children what they earn either want to inflict on their children a mindset of lack or a feeling of superiority over the other children or families. Depending on the age of the child, certain figures don't mean anything to a child. Even if you earn $1 million a week, are you going to spend it all on them? Paucity of funds cannot be the only reason you say no to a child. That your daddy and I can financially afford a fleet of cars does not mean you are getting a real car at the age of 7. Yes, I was made too aware of family finances when I was growing up, and the way it was done, it messed with my mind. We weren't even poor. Yet, what I heard meant it took a long time for me to stop operating from a mindset of lack and glorifying suffering, which caused me issues as an adult. Early in my marriage, I found it hard to receive. Wow, it was like pulling teeth. I fell in love with and married a generous man who didn't tell me he's super rich before we got hitched. So every time I couldn't take because of my issues, it truly wounded him. Oh, okay, now I understand. You couldn't take. It made you feel like there's no money. You're not come and put hands. Are you sure it's even enough? All right. I've heard a woman tell the son, we are poor. Yes. I've actually had a father say that to his child. We are poor. You don't go and be mingling with these people. We don't have money. We are poor. If he gets injured, his father can take him to the hospital. We don't have money. I will not take you to the hospital. yeah. I can't even begin to imagine what must have happened to that boy's mind hearing from your own father, we are poor. Ouch. Okay, so yes, the next few minutes I have, can I use it to give out the 5,000 naira? Because yes, we need to give out this money. Okay, so fastest fingers. What are we doing? Yes, the usual stuff. Can you just name just two topics that we've discussed this week? Not today, apart from the ones we discussed today. Apart from the ones from today. We're not doing today. This week, from Monday to Thursday, two different topics. The very first person to answer me before 2:55 is the winner. Send a message to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Could be WhatsApp, could be SMS. But the first message I receive, that person is the winner. Two topics. All right, this person says, yes, parents should educate or train their children about their financial income and how they spend money so that the children won't go astray or lavish money so that when they grow up and also have their families. But on the other side, it's somehow risky because they might discuss it outside or not being focused in their studies because they think their parents have money and can afford them what they want. I still remain Emma Duncan. All right. Remember, the first person who sends me that message before 2:55 is the winner. All right? 0809-030-6416. Why am I seeing love and sex in this SMS? I did not discuss love and sex. So me. Discuss love and sex. Why? I don't understand. Oh my goodness me. Why would love and sex be my topic? Oh, it could actually be, but I have not discussed love and sex as a topic. All right, so I'm seeing one here. It's coming from Melody Prince from Port Harcourt. You're the very first person to send me that message. Your message actually came in at 2:53. All right, the other ones are coming in at 2:54. So Melody, you're the winner. I was saying using strong perfumes. And the second one is the quality of caskets. Important. Was that this week? I'm just remembering right now. Today's what? Today's Friday. Melody. No. Nah. I just remembered. I didn't discuss caskets this week. No. No, Melody. You're not the winner. Sorry. Caskets. Was it this week? Really? I thought it was last week, Friday. Because when I was trying to prepare for the conversation of today about granting a dead person's wish, I remember that last week, Friday, I was talking about caskets and people were shouting. So it was actually last week, Friday. It was not this week. I'm sorry, darling. So the next person who sent me a message... Wow. Tis well. Was it this week? I did not discuss caskets this week now. It was last week, Friday. Why are you putting me like this? This person is shouting, you discussed caskets. So it was last week, Friday now. Was it not? It was on Friday last week. It was not this week. I discussed caskets, but not this week. Somebody went so far to even mention tribalism. Tribalism, that was a very long time ago. Okay, who is the next person? Family planning and relationship. What is family planning and relationship? I did not discuss family planning and relationship. Let's see. Who's the next person? I'm looking at the timelines and I'm looking at the time you guys sent me your messages. That's what I'm using. Okay, who else sent me something? I did not discuss mental growth. All right, so I'm looking at the winner here. And that's Lady V. Extreme prank and using choking perfume. Yeah. So that's the winner. And that message came in exactly 2:55. You're very lucky because anything after 2:55, that would have been it. I have two messages that came in at 2:55. And now this one is wrong. It's not just perfumes. It was choking perfume. That was the thing about that particular conversation. It was not just about perfumes. Choking. All right, Lady V, you're the winner. Thank you very much. So send me your account details and, of course, via WhatsApp there, your full name, account details, and phone number. All right? So, yes, that's it. Oh, there was something I did not do before now, but I have to do it before I go. Yes, Water Prefect is here. If you have not drank water, the weather is mostly sunny today. Even at that, some people will forget to drink water. Drink water, all right? It's very, very important. Yesterday, I told you about drinking water early in the morning, right? So please ensure you do that every day. You wake up in the morning, you drink some water. Keep your system fresh. All right, gotta go. Remember to follow us on social media, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook and Nigeria Info FM _PH on Instagram and Nigeria Info PH on Twitter. I'm Constance Mega on Instagram and LinkedIn and I Constance Mega on Twitter.